Did you notice, by the way, that overnight Al Jazeera bought Current TV?
Now, this to me is this is mind-boggling to me.
Mimi, yeah, I got it from Mimi.
It's mind-boggling. So,
look what happened. Al Gore sold his crappy television network to Al Jazeera.
For a rumored $500 million.
Yeah, well, that's bogus.
Yeah, I think
that's what you call a face-saving
it's bogative
press release. You make it. I've seen this happen, and people should be aware of it.
Yeah,
people say, "Oh yeah, we sold for press release. They sold for $500 million. Terms not disclosed. The terms not disclosed is the key,
right?
Because there's no terms. Because there's not $500 million. It's bull crap.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way it's $500 million. No. It's not. No. That station isn't worth. Probably worth less than $100 million.
Clearances. Yeah, it's the clearances, but they lost Time Warner in the deal, which is a huge part of their clearances.
Oh, yeah, boom. Yeah. Oh, that's done.
So, you know, it is truly only the clearances. And by the way, everyone's fired. Forget it. Chunk, start looking, buddy, because you're fired. This is just going to turn into Al Jazeera. It's just turning into Al Jazeera America.
Some clearances. If they got $50 million out of the deal, it'd be a miracle.
And notice they did it before the fiscal cliff deal was signed, so they could beat the increase from 15% to 20% of the capital gains tax.
Right.
A-holes.
Right. I don't know what the capital gains would be, but whatever. It's a shoestring operation. Everybody. I mean, that's why Olbermann quit, because he couldn't take it anymore.
Listen to this. Al and I, this is from this, what's the CEO's name? What's his name?
Isn't it Hyatt?
Is that his name?
Isn't Joel Hyatt? Well, who's the CEO?
I think it's...
Let's look it up. Let's look at the book of knowledge.
Yeah, Joel Hyatt.
Yeah, Joel Hyatt.
Al and I did significant due diligence as part of our evaluation process. That's code for, Hail Mary, we're so happy we could find some stupid sap to buy this piece of crap. We were impressed with all that we learned about Al Jazeera and its journalistic integrity, global reach, award-winning programming, and growing influence around the world. That influence has recently been demonstrated by Al Jazeera's important and impactful coverage of the Arab Spring, fake, which was widely credited as being the most thorough and informative coverage from any media company. In fact, and here it is, here's the real reason why Al Jazeera bought Current TV. Colin Powell told Al, that's Gore, that Al Jazeera is the only cable news network he watches. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Colin Powell, and I only watch Al Jazeera. Did I lose you, or are you back?
No, I'm back.
Okay.
What? Okay, well, cool, because Colin Powell and Gore are both with Kleiner Perkins.
Yeah, he's in on the deal, of course. Duh.
Yeah, he's in on the deal. He probably... Al Jazeera, here's the problem with Al Jazeera never got on any of the networks consistently. They were floating around on MXZ networks.
They're on Comcast, Time Warner. No, they're carried.
They're here and there, they don't have like an established conduit that I know of.
It doesn't matter.
It was all syndicated from what I could tell. There wasn't any 24/7 thing.
Do you think that they said you can have Joy Behar as a slave, that they threw her into the deal? Do you think they just like, just come pick her up? Here she is. Here's your television network. Oh, and here's this.
And maybe the whole thing came around this. They had a meeting when they said, what do we do about Joy Behar? Well, who hired her? I have an idea.
Let's sell the station.
Sell the station.
Get rid of her. Oh, it'd be so funny. Tom, you know, I harbor no bad feelings, but